When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person.
And then you will begin
with shame. From the gospel according to Satan, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Be seated. How awful would that be? Imagine being in a gathering and sitting down at the host's table.
And then being told that, actually,
that spot is reserved for someone else. Just awkward for everyone involved, but probably most embarrassing for you, having to get up and now find a new place to sit because you presumed upon your status with the host. So, I mean, really, Jesus' advice here is solid, great stuff, perfect for any etiquette column. Of course it's more desirable to be publicly honored than publicly humiliated. But somehow, I don't think that Jesus was primarily concerned about dinner parties when he gave this helpful tip.
So what is Jesus getting at
in this parable? Well, there's a
principle when it comes to
understanding the Bible. And the principle is that Scripture is the best interpreter of Scripture. And thankfully, the compilers of our lectionary made the point to give us passages that help us do that.
This is why we have the parable of the lost sheep paired up with both our lesson from Ecclesiasticus as well as the lesson from the letter to the Hebrews.
Ecclesiasticus shows us the faith of the proud to be overthrown by God and replaced by the humble.
While in Hebrews, we have an exhortation to contentment.
And it is this contentment that I want to explore further this morning. First, let's look at it in the context of the parable. What we have to understand here is that Jesus isn't offering
this advice
as some kind of tactic. We can't take the lowest place because we are so sure that the host will invite us up, and therefore we will be publicly exalted. We can't have this kind of expectation because it's contrary
to what Jesus is trying to get his audience to understand.
If we take this advice to take
the lowest seat as a
tactic
for personal gain, we are only
setting ourselves up for anger
and bitterness
in the event that, for whatever reason, we
aren't invited up to a higher place. The key here
is that we take the lowest place in realization that we deserve just as much as anyone else.
That we are no better or more worthy of honor
than any of the
other guests.
If we are truly content with the lowest place, then there is
nowhere to go but up.
And regardless of what happens, we are able to enjoy the feast. Okay,
that's
all great for enjoying a banquet, but how does this relate to our Christian
life?
What are some of the
benefits of
contentment
on a day-to-day basis?
Let's go back to Ecclesiasticus.
Problem of pride.
Pride is difficult for us for two reasons. One, it is so destructive. And two, it comes so naturally to us.
Human beings
are the pinnacle of God's creation, created in the very
image
and likeness of God Himself. We do have quite a bit to be proud of. But
this status must be
viewed in relation to God as
our Creator,
and our pride must be fully subordinate
to our Heavenly Father. Otherwise, we will, as
Ben-Sira, the author of
Ecclesiasticus, says,
forsake
the Lord,
attributing to ourselves that which should only ever be attributed to God.
And as we see throughout Scripture and have seen across human history, this is never a good thing.
So contentment serves to drive away pride, because like someone happened to take the lowest place at the feast, we don't have to continually compare ourselves. We can look at the good things that others are enjoying and be genuinely happy for them, because we understand that their good fortune in no way diminishes what we have been given. Even if what they have has come at our expense, we can be sure that God has a plan for all of it, and that his justice will prevail. Now, this isn't to say that we can turn a blind eye towards the injustices we see in the world around us,
just that we should harbor resentment or devise revenge on our own behalf. When we keep our pride in check and stop comparing ourselves to others, not only are we
going to be happy, even joyful, we will then be free to follow God's call.
So often, God's plan for
our lives goes unheard or unheeded,
because we are too busy keeping up with Joneses,
or too stuck, or frightened, or determined to do things our own way.
If we have this contentment that comes from
a place of trust in God, then we know that as long as we are faithful, he's going to else. And honestly,
why wouldn't we turn over control
to the one who has the power to raise us to the most distinguished places? In our faithfulness,
God will prosper us as
he sees fit. It may be that he
honors us in the sight of all and calls us up higher.
But even if he doesn't, we can be content and happy right where we are.
Right,
in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.